Welcome to Mechaseches Ksubos, Perches, Mishnah Zayin, Chapter 8, Mishnah 7. The Mishnah begins, Hiniach Achiv Mois. If the brother of the Yavam, that means a man passes away and he leaves a widowed wife with no children, and the deceased leaves over money as an inheritance, says the Mishnah, Yilakach Ben Karka, with that money one should purchase land, V'hu Eichel Peiros. And he, the brother of the deceased, the one that has the mitzvah to do yibum, to marry the widow, he eats the peris, he eats the fruit. And the reason for that is because all the property of the dead person are really collateral for the ksuba of the almana, of the widow. And therefore, the yavam, in essence, can only eat the peris, he can only eat the fruit. But he can't do anything to the actual karen, to the actual land itself, because that's all indebted, that's all as a achrayis, that's as a responsibility for the ksuba, but the peiros, the fruit, that he could eat. Similarly, says the Mishnah, let's say the deceased left over peiros atlusha min akarka, fruit that had been picked from the ground. Again, the yavam, the brother of the deceased, who has a mitzvah to marry her, he's not allowed to eat those fruit. Says the Mishnah, ilak up an karka, sell those fruit, purchase land, uoichal peiros, and then the brother of the deceased can eat the fruit. Let's say his brother left over a fruit that was attached to the land. We evaluate the land. What the value is when the trees, the vegetables, whatever it is, are laden with fruit and with byproduct. And how much they're worth without fruit. And the differential, you purchase land, and he eats the fruit from that land. The Chacham disagree, and they say, the fruits that are attached to the land, those belong to him. Actually, the Gemara says that even though the Mishnah says shalay, it really means shala, that everybody agrees, both the Chachamim and Rabbi Meir, that the fruit that's attached to the land are considered collateral for the ksuba. Therefore, you purchase land, and the Avam, the brother of the deceased, eats the fruit. Hatlusha min akarka, however, the fruits or the byproduct that is already detached from the ground, kol ha-koydim, whoever gets them first, whoever takes them first, zacha bahen, he acquires them. The Chachamim hold that movable objects, stuff that's not actual property, is not mishubah to the ksuba. It's not collateral for the ksuba. Therefore, kadam, who, if let's say the brother of the deceased went and he took them zacha, and he could do with them what he wants, he merits them and they're his. Kadmahi, let's say the widow goes and she takes them, yilakach ben karka, then in that situation she owns the actual capital, so you buy property, and now the yavam, the brother of the deceased, eats the peiros, eats the fruit. Says the Mishnah, kansa, let's say the brother of the deceased actually marries the yavama, the widow, then she's considered like his wife for all matters, he has to give her a get, she doesn't need chalutz, litza, etc., etc. However, there's one difference in this woman than a regular wife, that the ksuba is collateral for the ksuba comes from the property of the deceased. That's what ends up being the collateral for her ksuba for the second husband. The Gemara says, however, that if let's say the second husband doesn't end up, I'm sorry, if her original husband, her deceased husband, did not leave over any property, then she does get a ksuba from the yavam and he has to write her a ksuba himself and he can't rely upon the property that was mishubed, that was collateral for the ksuba from her deceased husband. Wishing you a fantastic day.